I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. I was out with Mr. Walleye Gary Roach here a few years ago, and we were motoring from point A to point B when all of a sudden the sonar lit up. Did we keep going? No. We turned around, and I'll tell you why, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
So I was with Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, a freshwater fishing Hall of Famer, and we were heading from point A to point B when all of a sudden his sonar lit up. He turned around almost immediately, went right back to that spot, and sat over the top of what looked like a huge school of fish. He said, "Tim, do you want to catch some crappies?" I said, "Sure." So he reached into his rod locker and pulled out a couple of ultralight rigs, tied on some jigs, 2-inch twister tails, and we sent them down into that school. And boy, did we catch crappies. According to Roach, most anglers just shoot right past something like that when they see it on the sonar. They're so intent on getting to the spot that they're going to be fishing, they don't even think about looking at the possibility that there's a school of fish there just waiting to be caught. He says that most crappies, when they're schooled up out there suspended, will bite. You just gotta send down a jig with a twister tail and you're gonna catch a lot of fish. And some big ones. So if you're heading to your spot and you see something on the sonar, check it out. It might be just what you're looking for. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.